This week, eReValue introduced its chairman, Helle Bank-Jorgensen. In addition to her new role as non-executive chairman of eReValue's board of directors, she is a global board facilitator for the UN Global Compact board programme and the head of the UN Global Compact in Canada. She's also the CEO of Be Accountability, a consultancy working on sustainability and climate change. Here we get to know Helle, hear the story from her side of the bench, and find out what's in store for eReValue. So, eReValue CEO Mariella Alma shared a little about how this whole thing started, with the two of you sharing a brunch with some turtles in New York's Central Park and drawing up some ideas on a napkin. How did this go from your perspective?
Fantastic. Mariella is a fantastic person who has a lot of great insight and great ideas. And we quickly got to talk about what is the need from companies in terms of identifying what's material, how much time companies are using on these areas. And yes, we took a napkin and begin put something on paper or a napkin. And it's fantastic to see how far we've come.
When you spoke at Globe 2014 in Vancouver this year, you talked about companies having bright spots and blind spots. How do you think harnessing big data can help companies address their blind spots?
If you think about identifying the risk for a company in terms of what are the material issues, that's where eReValue plays a role in terms of compliance with different regulations. And there's a growing number of regulations in all different territories of the world, all different parts of the world. And if you know from a company side these different kind of regulations or what I need to be in compliance with is happening, then you can act upon it. And then that goes to the whole governance of the organization. That is one of the ways to address blind spots, because, again, with eReValue, the companies will start getting that information so that those blind spots actually could be turned to bright spots. By knowing what kind of material issues is out there, by knowing what do you need to be in compliance with, you suddenly go from being in the unknown to have the opportunity to actually act upon it. And yeah, you make it from a blind spot to a bright spot.
You created the world's first green account and the world's first integrated report. What first do you think eReValue is going to bring?
It will be the first and so far the only company where companies can get this information in a very cost-effective and efficient way. Clearly, right now, you can read all what's happening on the internet. You can read all the different new regulations around the world, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not like you create new information, but what's new here would be that you very quickly can help the companies get that information so they can actually act upon it.
In a recent interview for Canadian Women in CSR, you said the best advice you'd ever received is to think big and get on with it. Has a familiar ring, I think. According to Mariella, what you said to her was to do it after your brunch in New York. Do you think it's time for less thinking and more action?
Indeed. We need action. And we have done a lot of thinking. And of course, we need to keep on doing that. But you definitely need to get on with it. You can sit and think a lot, but that doesn't act. And I think what really struck me with this team of eReValue is that they are they're acting. They're getting things done, and they're getting out there, and that's just fantastic.
Why is this important to you?
To me, it's a question about having the right team, and I believe that eReValue has the right team, and there is some energy around it. I think it's important that we help companies, and we can do that with the background and network and understanding of all the issues.
And so would you say the drive for eReValue and the drive for your involvement in it is to help companies?
Definitely. I see that this is definitely something that can not only help companies, but I know I keep on saying helping companies, but it's, at the end of the day, it's actually about helping stakeholders and helping the state of the earth, right? If we quicker can identify what are the material issues, if we quicker can address that and act upon it, then it's my hope that then both the companies will be much more effective, but actually be able to, again, turn the blind spots off where they have a responsibility but not aware of it, to actually be these bright spots where they can, you know, not only do this for their own company and their own shareholders, but actually for all the stakeholders, and improve the living for a lot of people around the world.